Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A young woman from the area had a dream to be a filmmaker. Now she is one, with credits in movies and television. How did this local farm girl make it, and what's in her future? Let's go in-depth with Meredith Nunnekoven, filmmaker, formerly of Rural Pella. Well, Meredith, you work in the film industry.
I do.
Well, that must be fun.
It is. It's a fun challenge. I've been working on in the past 7-8 years now.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, I think I was probably there near the beginning because we sat in this office years ago when you produced that documentary, the baseball documentary, right?
Yeah, that Pella Christian Field of Dreams was one of my first projects as a new filmmaker, and I really wanted to challenge myself to find a story, tell that story, and then spread that story. So I found the people that were willing to be a part of it. I brought a team down and we shot the footage and experimented with some, different, unique ways of shooting. And then we edited it and I put it on YouTube and people have talked about it. And that's why I wanted. I wanted to start a conversation and PC, I don't know if because of me, I've never been told, but PC of course has a baseball field now and new softball field, new campus, and I'm very proud of that, and I know they're doing very well over there.
Well, and so, but now you've hit the big time. You're in television, and I presume in movies, too. You say film, and so tell us about some of the projects that you've been on.
So I, since that time, I've been all over the country growing in my career. I lived in Minneapolis for a while and worked on 4 to 5 films there. One of the most famous ones, if we have Coen Brother fans out there, I worked on A Serious Man. I did
Wow.
400 hours as a free intern working in the extras casting department. And one of my favorite stories of that show is that the Coen Brothers, they're brothers and they're directors, they're Academy Award-winning directors, wanted authentic Jewish people to be in their film. They wanted that look, and they wanted the community to be a part of that. And I went to an Orthodox Jewish picnic to tell people that they should be a part of it and welcome them if they were willing to be a part of it. And there were about 300 people there, and I spoke to everyone, and everything that I, all the words that I said were translated in Yiddish. So everyone knew what I was saying, and I was served a meal. I wasn't allowed to touch the meal, of course, but I was served a meal, and I talked with people, and all those people were a part of that film, and the scene is in a synagogue towards the end of the film when one of the young men are going through their bar mitzvah, the whole process. So that was one of my hugest accomplishments as a as a very young filmmaker, was working with them and seeing what a little elbow grease will do.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, I don't know all of their films, but I love their films. One of my favorite films of all time is Fargo, and that was theirs. It was brilliant, wonderful film, and you got to work with them.
I did, and I got to shake their hands and was brought over to Video Village, which is where all the cameras are and the directors hang out and producers, and the costume designer walked me up to them and said, Meredith here made this possible for all these lovely, unique people that actually want to be a part of the film. She made that possible and told the story, and they were so thankful and shook my hand, and that was very validating. I felt very validated in that moment and knew that I wanted to kind of just pursue being a part of film because of moments like that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Meredith Nunnekoven, filmmaker. Well, and then you just got off a TV series. Your mom called me and told me about that, and then now you're here and you just wrapped that up?
Yes, after A Serious Man and working in Minnesota, their tax incentive program crashed, and I started working all over the country on feature films mainly, independent features, some large ones. I was a part of The Avengers. I worked in a satellite office in Wilmington, Ohio, and I worked there for 4 months with a team of 70 carpenters and set designers, set dressers for 4 days of shooting, company shooting. And the company for The Avengers flew in from Albuquerque and worked in Wilmington, Ohio for 4 days. And I was there manning that office by myself with two assistants and then, of course, all the carpenter teams. And then they moved on to New York, and I know they also shot in Cleveland. So, but that's another big film I worked on. But from there, I continued to travel, and I've ended up in Wilmington, North Carolina, of course. Two Wilmingtons I've worked in now, and I was hired on to be a part of the new TV series on NBC called Revolution, and I think their season finale was this past Monday, from what I believe. But I had never worked in TV before. It was a new challenge for me, which I welcomed. It was a year of 12-hour days at the minimum, 5 days a week, and being on call on the weekends. It was a very big show. Stunts, explosions, a huge cast, working outside in North Carolina with snakes and the heat and, you know, exterior, very difficult exterior locations. And we made it through, and they wrapped up season one, and now they have moved to Austin, Texas for season two. And I have chosen to stay in Wilmington for another TV series that will be on Fox sometime next year. It's named Wild Blue, and it's about our Navy.
So
that should be Wild Blue. And from my bosses told me it's based on the premise of a documentary. If there are PBS fans out there that watch IPTV, there was a really great documentary called Carrier, and it followed many of our servicemen in the Navy, I think over 5-10 years of time. It was a really, really great documentary. If you haven't watched it, it's amazing. It's really great. And some producers in Hollywood saw that and said, we want to make a TV show based on that.
Wow. And so you've told me before that you do a lot of different things. Yeah, and so you bring a lot of different skills, right?
Yeah. That's the challenge. It's funny. When you're a filmmaker, you have to put all these skills to the front. Communication is one of them. People, you know, working with people. I work with software all the time, and I'm developing it in my work to help me work faster and do things more efficiently. Bidding, you know, working with local vendors in town, working with money and budgets, working with people above you and serving them, training people below you and telling them and about the filmmaking world, you know, really. If you want a real challenge, filmmaking will give that test to you for sure. And I've definitely stretched myself. I know before I started Revolution, I worked almost an entire year without a break. And I worked three features, a web series before Revolution, and didn't stop. So I was working 14 to 18 hour days on all fronts, making sure, you know, being the oil to the machine. And then, of course, jumped on Revolution. And really, I really wanted to see how far I could stretch myself. I don't want to do that again. But you can use a lot of levels of who you are, what you are, what you're talented with, more than what other people may think your capacity actually is.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Meredith Nenikoven, filmmaker. Well, what's sort of interesting to me is you're from rural Iowa. You're a farm girl. You're here now to help your parents plant corn, right?
Yeah, I got, my dad is, you know, one of those conservative farmers. And he said to me, well, you know, you're not here to help us. So how are you really a part of our operation? And it was another challenge for me to say, you know what, he's right. I need to be home to be a part of who we are and what we are about. And I told myself, you know, once I get established enough, I'll be coming home during planting and harvesting season to help my dad. The thing is, my parents never wanted us. They knew that farming was important to our family, but they never limited us to that occupation, you know, and told us that we have to come back to the farm and help them. They've never been that way. But I know in my heart that I should be coming back and helping them, because that's a part of me, that's a part of my heritage. And I do love the land. I do love being a part of our operation. And yes, I am here helping my dad plant when I could be out networking and, you know, in LA or New York and building my career. But, you know, I can, with technology, I can do a lot of that from home now. So.
Well, and what's interesting is that I bet we have a lot of listeners thinking that those kinds of jobs are pretty much wired, you know, for people in New York or LA or something. And it's hard to go from a farm in Iowa to those kinds of jobs. And yet you've done it. You set that goal for yourself and you've succeeded.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. And that was one thing that I wanted to talk to everyone about and to you about, is that it's not impossible. If you want to be in film, if you want to work in film, yes, it's going to take a little work being from the Midwest. Yes, you're not in LA. Yes, you're not in New York. However, I'll give you a little secret. I did not build my career living in LA or New York. I built my career traveling to places that where people wanted me. And I could work in higher positions in that way and move up easier. And it's everywhere but LA and New York that I've worked. I've never worked in those places to be a filmmaker. And I think there's a lot to be said about that. And I didn't necessarily get an education in film, you know? I have a BFA in graphic design and MBA. I didn't get a degree in film, but I'm using those skills from school in my film career. So, you know, if you're willing to travel, if you're willing to extend yourself, if you're willing to be a part of projects that are low in budget but have a lot to offer, have connections, have people that you'll grow with in your career, you know, you'll do very well. And if I could do it, you know, then you can do it. Anyone in this area, I know that you can.
Well, and the technology offers us lots of advantages today that a generation ago, you know, people didn't have.
Right. I mean, I have a fairly large network in my cell phone. And I, for example, I'm calling people on a daily basis, asking them what projects are ahead and how they're doing and what's going on in their lives to connect with them. But then also, you know, continue my working relationship with them, even if they're on the other side of the country. I always do that. So networking is huge. I am always emailing and checking up with those people that just like to email. They can only read an email. They may not be able to have a phone conversation, but, you know, I can do that from home real easily. And I know what's always on the job market because I have a union position now. I get to see what films are bubbling up to the surface. And, you know, just staying up on what's out there, what's in film, the newest technology. I can research all that online, and I can buy my own equipment and have it shipped and use it if I wanted to, you know, and I can make films here. I use my iPhone every day. I'm shooting little films. I'm taking images. You know, I'm a filmmaker in myself. I'm doing my own little projects. I'm writing, you know, that doesn't take being somewhere to do that. That just comes within me. And it's, if I could do it that easily, a lot of other people can as well.
Well, and you also have something, I think you've also done something, too, that gives you a leg up for all the dreamers in the world. You can dream big, but you have to produce, too. And you did that. You did that with your PC baseball film, I mean, your documentary. Yeah. That was something concrete, something real that you could build on,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I think, yes, you can dream big, but you have to take action too and execute it. You have to try, at least put something out there, start a conversation. You know, that's what filmmaking is all about. That's why it should drive you into it. Not, I'm not in filmmaking for the glamour. Obviously, the financial road in filmmaking when you first start out is very dismal and grim. It's very difficult to stretch your dollar and to learn how to do that. You know, if I was in it for the money, I'd be in real trouble right now. I wouldn't be here talking to you. But definitely, yeah, it's producing a product is very important. And there's many avenues online now where you could do that. YouTube is one of the best, you know, to put, you know, make a page for yourself, start shooting videos, start interviewing people, start having conversations.
And produce. And you see this as your art, don't you?
Yeah. I was always a big art buff growing up, and I never knew where I would land. I was so interested in all these different mediums, and I didn't know which one I would latch onto. And, you know, after college and starting to work on a couple films, it's, you know, that I knew that that's where I wanted to be. It's addictive. It's I'm an addict to the film industry. I love finding stories, sharing stories, and putting them out there. That's a big part of who I am, and I won't stop doing it. Like, I sometimes, you know, my sleep suffers, or, you know, maybe, you know, I don't see my family for a while because I feel like some of these stories that are out there are so important. I need to be a part of them and produce them and share them.
5 years from now, where do you want to be?
Oh, boy. I thought you were going to ask that question. I wasn't prepared. I want to be in a leadership position that has the capacity to put people together, form, you know, be on a great team that's all on the same page and sharing amazing stories and releasing them. And what, you know, if that's on feature films, if that's if I turn more towards journalism, you know, if that's working in an agency, I'm not sure. I'm kind of leaving it open. But I am doing some writing as well. So I'm hoping to incorporate writing, directing, and producing together. And there are women out there that are doing that, and I am very supportive of it. And so I see those women right now who are being noticed for that, paving the way, allowing me to have that opportunity in the future. So we'll see. I'm not limiting myself one way or another, but I'm just trying to keep myself involved with the community, learn as much as I can, and be able to execute that every time I do something new.
Thanks to Meredith Nunnikoven for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.